Listen up, sweetheart. Here's how it's going to go down. One night, you'll be out at the bar, all alone, with the best intentions in your head and the dirtiest intentions in your pants. It's only natural, right? You know, behind the clothes, the job title, salary, you're still an animal. You've got needs. Sleep, eat, fuck. You figure it can't be that simple, but boil it down, trim the fat, and that's what you get. Only you haven't been getting it. So when you're sipping your craft beer and trying to figure out how you're going to talk to that total 10 at the other side of the bar, if you're lucky, I'll be there. When I finally move in, I don't doubt you'll like what you see. You'll stare at my voluptuous breasts, so pleasingly on display in my low-cut dress. You'll admire that even a glance in your peripheral shows off the incredible curve of my broad hips and plump ass. Eventually, your eyes will dare to wander to those plump, wet, red lips of mine, and you'll feel something deep within. You'll just know what I can do to you. Soon those lips will curl into a smile, and you'll gaze up to my alluring eyes, staring right back at you. And you'll realize you've been caught. Not in the sense of some leering, horny perv at a bar, but more in the sense of what you see on the Discovery Channel. You don't need to worry about it. You don't even get a choice in the matter. We're just riding the waves of destiny, hand in hand. We're gonna talk a little. We're gonna laugh a little. And then I'll get the tab and I'll take you home. Once we're there, the gloves are off. You're mine to play with. To excite, to exhaust, and to own. You're not going to get a wink of sleep, and by morning, you're going to wonder why you wasted your time thinking of anyone else. Then, with a sweet kiss and a pat on the bum, I'll send you on your way, and I'll move on to find another boy just like you. Yet there you are, sat at that bar, staring into your drink, none the wiser as to where your night is going to go.